to the New Dramatic Report with Tim Alexander, who's usually on Tuesday and Thursday, but he pops in any day. And Tim, of course, is like co-host that we often have quite a bit of fun going back and forth and kind of fencing out the issues. He's an expert on geopolitical as well as military hardware and strategy. And there's a lot of things going on that are pretty schizophrenic. I listened to the speech by John Kerry, and this man is like talking from both sides of his face. It's amazing. He lays out the impossibility of a peace treaty with a two-state solution, and then he angrily says that America did the right thing when they actually put Israel's back, all right, but putting a knife in it. And it certainly didn't help the situation at all in the waning days of the Obama administration to do this. It's pretty vicious as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, this whole thing, this last-minute argument with John Kerry and Obama with Netanyahu, it strikes me as very bizarre. John Kerry, who's Jewish, his brother is, I think, a rabbi, Orthodox rabbi.
Right.
He's been as strong a pro-Israel supporter as you can be. Now, he did make a comment that, you know, Netanyahu is heading the most extremist government in Israel's history. And, you know, that's perhaps true. And as you know, I'm not a fan of Bibi Netanyahu. But I find this, you know, what we got about 20-some days left in the disgusting Obama administration.
You're calling it disgusting. It's beyond that. I don't think there's a good term, considering I would call it this. Let me give you a string of my rant. I would say it's a satanic embodiment of the most vile evil from the ninth ring of Hades. This monster called Obama, who'd be a great late-night TV host, because there's two Obamas. The likable Obama that can smirk at you like the Joker and crack a joke with Beyonce Knowles and Jay-Z, or the monster that literally is trying to stir up and create World War III and collapse the American economy and cause class warfare. This guy is out of his freaking mind, and he's very successful at violating the Constitution, private rights, including the NDAA, where he literally embedded a bill to, quote, get rid of fake news and suppress people like you and me that ask questions, and literally criminalize literally a ministry of truth like the book 1984. This is a disgusting example of subhuman satanic life form called Obama.
Well, how's that? The get out of jail free cards are about to evaporate.
Exactly.
Trump
is going to get his butt, and so is he going to get Hillary. And he doesn't need to do anything himself. In fact, what he's going to do now is he's going to release the dogs of Mr. Pompeo at the CIA and his other appointees, his titans. They're going to take these guys down and strip them geopolitically to the bone.
Well, Hillary is negotiating for a presidential pardon from Obama.
Well, here's the consequence of that. You can only be pardoned if you actually admit being a criminal. So,
no.
Stop.
Nixon didn't admit.
If you get a pardon, it implies a crime, just like the previous president Clinton pardoned one of his buddies who was a financial criminal. Everybody knows he's a criminal once he got the pardon. So no matter how they spin it, anybody with two clues is going to know that Hillary Clinton admitted guilt if she gets a pardon.
Yeah, well, I don't want her just to admit guilt. I don't care whether she admits it or not. I think she should go to prison for the rest of her life or should hang.
But he can't give a blanket pardon for things.
Admit it, and there are a lot of people in prison for life that don't admit it.
Tim, here's the point.
Behind bars.
He can only pardon things he's already done that have been prosecuted at some extent or are about to be prosecuted. There's lots of stuff that's in the wanes that could literally take a year or two before the CIA and the FBI finally come down on her and charge her or her foundation. So the Obama's pardon is going to be...
Jerry Ford gave a blanket pardon to Richard Nixon for all crimes committed against...
It doesn't imply future crimes or prosecutions that have not yet prosecuted.
But yeah, if all past crimes are pardoned, you can in the future prosecute them for a crime that's been pardoned.
Yeah, but the ongoing foundation is a continuing crime. That alone will get her into jail.
That's different. You're right. That's right. As long as it continues even one day, after. There's an opening. Let me say why I carried a link to a story about this pardon thing on my blog yesterday.
Right.
And here is my comment. That gay Marxist Satanist using a phony birth certificate and multiple illegal Social Security numbers, living with a man and two adopted girls in the White House, will be gone in a few weeks. And with him, the get-out-of-jail-free cards for those in the District of Criminals, as he is almost certainly foreign-born and not eligible to be president. It should be pointed out to him that if he goes so far as to pardon Hillary and perhaps Bill, that the issue of his birth certificate will be opened in order to invalidate any pardons by him.
Wow. That's really pressing. You're a master at these things, aren't you? And the thing
I have to admit, part of that came from someone's comment on the that particular article site, and I changed it around and added a few things to it.
Well,
the point is, he's a monster. He's a puppet. It's so disgusting. We have this communist foreign citizen. And he's gay. He was a gay beach hustler in Hawaii. He was teamed up with Ron Emanuel, a Mossad agent, who turned tricks in the biggest gay bathhouse in Chicago. I mean, he has no place being anywhere. He has no place being down the street from the White House, much less as president.
Right.
He's constitutionally ineligible. He's living with a man who he claims to be his wife, a woman. All that is actionable under criminal law because the U.S. taxpayers spent millions of dollars protecting Michael/Michelle Obama, or what other the last name really is.
Mike the Spike.
He also, of course, has these two daughters that the early photo of them with the Obamas has clearly been photoshopped. The actual mother is the one that supposedly delivered them. The birth certificates don't exist. There were loners. You know, the girls got to grow up in the White House. The U.S. taxpayer has spent millions of dollars on their protection. They're not the daughters of the president. And, of course, the president isn't the president. So there's a whole lot of things.
Yeah, but didn't this scam, speaking of Brzezinski and the PNAC people pull off this scam, to destroy the office of the presidency because they didn't want somebody like Trump to come in and actually reestablish what the president should be, which is a leader, not a scam artist, and not a destroyer of the Constitution or constitutional rights. Obama has been very successful at literally deconstructing America. They should have a hat, not make America great again for Obama as he leaves office. They should have a wrecking ball with a map of America. That's what they should have.
Well, he should have some cuffs on him and taken away, and he may yet face criminal prosecution. I would like to see it.
I'd like to
see Hillary and Bill in prison, at a minimum in prison for the rest of their lives.
Let me fill you in on something that I found out yesterday. And while I was doing a consultation on a gentleman whose sister has cancer, turns out he's owned a software company in Santa Ana for 30 years. He lives in Carson, Nevada. And this gentleman is also an expert on the birth certificate and knew for years because their company contracts to the government for data analysis and conversion of different files. And in fact, he was fully aware that the file that we call the birth certificate of Barack Obama from Hawaii is a total fabrication. And he said how they actually pulled the data apart because they know this is a fabrication. Now, for the last 2 years, Sheriff Arpaio has done forensic analysis, which further proves it's a fraud. But this is a can opener. Once this gets into a situation where maybe Trump allows a grand jury or an independent investigator to follow this up, this is like pulling on a thread of a sweater. The sweater's going to fall apart. And if Obama has proved to be a foreigner and a scam artist, a lot of the bills that he signed, a lot of the pardons he signed, a lot of the actions he did with the United Nations, etc., become null and void. And that means he's not only a fraud artist, he's actually a felon, and he could be jailed for the rest of his days. So we're dealing with situations.
And actually, it may constitute high treason under the Constitution.
Well, he could get executed for it, but my guess is he'd probably be commuted to a life sentence. But Obama, if justice is served, which it should serve, we have had an infiltration by a CIA operative, Obama. We were about to get another CIA operation.
Well, you have to ask, what is the CIA? The CIA is the arm of whoever controls the government, and the people that have been controlling the government since the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963, November 22nd, have been the global banking cartel family.
Through the CIA.
And this needs to be exposed.
Right.
The whole so-called Pizzagate, that sounds very innocent, doesn't it? But it's not innocent. It is the enslavement and multiple rapes of children by senior people, including the head of Hillary Clinton's campaign, probably involving directly involving her. It is the and the wider thing with the guy down in the Caribbean that Bill Clinton used to go down and Hillary went down with underage kids.
The private island
and more than that, it probably involves the murder of children
by satanic murder.
Yes,
it's called sex magic rituals. Now people say, "No, Dr. Deagle, you've gone over the edge, Dr. Deagle."
It's a little tiny piece of metal, and it's shaped kind of pointy, and it comes out the barrel of a gun real fast.
What?
And you know,
here's the point. I have a few nasty words for people that disagree with me that think that Satanism doesn't happen in this day and age. You're an idiot. You don't understand things, and your idiocy isn't going to be accepted by me or anybody else.
You bought into Satanism.
The thing is, here's an important point that I believe. We need to realize that we who are informed to know the truth cannot and will not tolerate ignorance. Ignorance is not okay. It's not okay for your fellow American to be an ignorant lump, male or female, no matter what their sex or their color of their skin is. They need to be informed about the truth, because if they think, for example, and you're on a lifeboat, it's a good idea to take a fire axe to the middle of the boat and everybody drowns, you need to grab them by the arms and hold them so they don't cause everybody to drown. It's the same idea when they don't want to accept the truth about what's happened to our presidency under Obama, that he literally is deconstructing America. He's brought down our borders. He's brought in terrorists. He's destroyed the economy. He's accumulated more debt than all previous presidents. He's destroyed our standing in the world stage. And he's brought in a war footing with Russia that could precipitate a thermonuclear war. He's funded ISIS, and in fact, this week they're delivering man pads to the terrorists, and there's even further statements like this Hawaiian congresswoman, Tulsi Gabbard. We actually tried to get a bill to stop funding them. It's come out, we talked about this with Hardy Schlanger, that we have open media in Europe that says they have absolute proof now that Obama and the U.S. government are funding and supplying weapons systems, including man pads, to ISIS.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. But, you know, it will be over soon. All I can say is Obama and Hillary have been so evil and so arrogant that they continue to crap all over this country and the incoming Donald Trump administration. And I hope Donald Trump, as a human being, has finally had his belly full of their crap. And I hope he repays it with compound interest.
Well, my guess is he's going to stand back and just send the dogs of geopolitical war for their bones. He's not going to actually get into a slugfest like during the campaign.
Well, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. He needs to stand back and let his own CIA director and General Flynn and others just kind of take these idiots down. The thing is that they're so full of themselves getting away with murder for so long, they just think that, like she has thought, well, I deserve the presidency because I'm the most evil witch in the West. I can tell you for a fact, and this is something that's not disputable, Hillary Clinton is the most evil human being I've ever met on planet Earth in 65 years of life. She is a vile monster of a person.
Yep.
And Obama's working hard to try to build up there. He wants to become the Mahdi. That's why when he sent his dog, Kerry, who I'm sure as a Jew, was very not agreeing with the fact that he literally stabbed Israel in the back, because what happened is on Wednesday with Hardy Schlanger, what he took off the table by doing this, he took away the land from Israel because the trade was supposed to be land for peace. So they were working toward a two-state solution. Ideally, what should have happened is these people in Gaza, there's 1.8 million people, 1.2 million are destitute. They should have deported them over to Jordan, where the lands were already set up by the United Nations in Jordan years ago, built proper homes for them and infrastructure, let the state of Israel exist in its territory, which is after the 1973 war, worked on developing what's called the United States of the Mideast, the USM, which is an overall structure that can allow independent, autonomous states, but have an overarching, if you want to call it a federalized government for the Mideast, so they can never have war again. And they can have independent states, but they can't come to the Mideast, have their own territories, and it would be safe for Christians. My family on my mother's side were Syrian Christians, and they're dying like flies over there because they can't even go to the camps. It's disgusting. And what's happening, our government and our president, this monster Obama, made damn certain that Christians can't get out of the Middle East safely. And even if they go to the camps with these Muslims, they get persecuted or killed there. It's absolutely horrendous. And Obama is totally responsible for the death of probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Christians in the Middle East. This guy's a monster.
Yeah, I agree. There's a couple interesting things coming down the road. ISIS and so-called allied troops are battling for the collapsing Mosul Dam in Iraq. Now,
why are they battling for a dam? I mean, do they want to flood the place? Or do they want the territory to control?
Well, I mean, they're battling one another, and it is very important that we get ISIS away from there. If it collapses, there'll be a 45-foot tidal wave, hundreds of miles, and it's estimated it could kill 1.5 million people if it breaches.
Now, is this on the Euphrates River? Which river is it on?
You would ask me that. I think it is.
I know it was dammed up in Turkey. There were a bunch of dams set up in Turkey above where the Euphrates comes into Iraq.
Yeah, it could spill nearly 600 times the water of the river Thames into Mosul if it breaches. So it's an enormous lake. The dam was not engineered very well. It has foundation problems, and it needs constant maintenance, and it's not getting it. It hasn't got it for 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah, I heard what happened is they built a dam over what's called thixotropic soil. So some ground vibrations and just settling makes the underburden literally between the mountains and so on just kind of slide away. And if you don't maintain that, the whole thing is going to break, even if you just don't blow it up. It's just going
to
happen.
Yeah, essentially they have to continue building it.
Yeah, it's a continuing building project or it's going to break down.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, by the way, is the same situation in the Nile, which is the only major river that goes north in the world, that comes from out of Ethiopia, and the same thing's happening there, and it puts the people in Egypt in grave danger of a giant tsunami coming down the Nile River.
Yeah. Well, mega engineering projects can be very interesting, but you better get it right. Because if it fails, you've got a lot of dead people.
When you start off with people that are idiots, designing it with built-in faults in the very foundation of how you build it. You know, I learned a lesson in emergency department many years ago, 30-some years ago, that there's 98% of things that are happening that are bad are not accidents, they're on purposes. And I tell the other staff, and they laugh their head off. I said, that person driving at 100 miles an hour drunk or under the influence of drugs or tired wasn't an accident. It was an on purpose. That person didn't service their brakes, and it broke on the freeway, or their tires blew up. They had two tires blow up, and the car spun out of control and flipped around, and the person's got their arm ripped off, and they're bleeding out here in the emergency. That was not an accident. That was an on purpose. That person deciding to bring a unit inside their apartment because it's cold outside and the electricity's gone, they're dying of carbon monoxide. That was not an accident. That was a carbon monoxide on purpose. Okay?
Yep.
And the same damn stuff is going on here where idiots are building these mega projects and they know that it's dangerous. And
well,
it
often
anyway.
Involves corruption, Bill.
Exactly. It always involves corruption. They look the other way. Well, they realize, I hope it's not going to happen in my lifetime, hopefully. And they're blinking.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Welcome back, and so Tim, one of the major topics are cooking as well. We've kind of dissected John Kerry's schizophrenia over the settlements, and the passing remark that Obama was on a golf course in Hawaii, that if he ran, he would win. All of his obstructionism is totally not only disgusting, but it belies an attitude toward Trump that I find reprehensible.
Well, I find Barack Obama to be reprehensible to the max. He is literally a gay beach hustler from Hawaii with a CIA family background that was groomed both satanically and by the some really bad elements of the CIA to be president. He was a political marketing decision. They taught him how to read from the teleprompter quite well. When the teleprompter fails, the few times it has, he stumbles. He doesn't. He's not very good at off-the-cuff remarks. He gets to live in the White House with his boyfriend and his fake daughters. And you know, he's been hustling everybody now for 8 years at the highest office of the land. And I think it's time that he faced the music. He really needs to. Now, you still have some very dangerous people, including the Republican Party. Senators McCain and Graham keep pushing for a new conflict with Russia. The number one agenda for not only the incoming Trump administration, but any decent government is to avoid the Third World War. Avoid the Third World War. That's first. If you do everything else perfectly and you bring jobs back and everything is hunky-dory and then two-thirds of us die in a nuclear and biological and scalar holocaust, gee whiz, you've lost it, okay? So,
and of course, the living would envy the dead, by the way. It would be so vicious, the living would envy the dead.
I think that's what right out of the Bible. JFK said, the victory to the victor would be but ashes in his mouth. And we've got to avoid that. I think Putin is someone that can be worked with. As far as the Chinese, they're very arrogant. But
they understand. You know, they understand force. First off, what China wants to do is a deal. I proposed this in the first hour with Harley Schlanger. What we need is a Bretton Woods plan financially. Gold backing, which Trump is, by the way, encouraged to do. Have a fixed currency exchange between the different currencies. Stop this fight between BRICS and non-BRICS nations. Set limits so that Chinese tariffs can't be put on American goods and vice versa, so we have an open market. Stop the foolishness that's going on in terms of trade dumping, so we have a proper exchange difference. And do big deals, like sell liquid natural gas to China so they can actually see the sun and the sky and the moon. And if they don't choke to death trying to have an industry. I mean, we can collaborate with these guys, and they'd be happy as anything. I mean, China is teetering on an economic collapse internally in a revolution, more than even the Muslim states, because for every new job, they have 9 qualified people for it, and half the loans are over 20% shark loans. So China's not in great shape. They're like a sick man who's ready to croak, and we're worried about them. They're acting vicious and acting like a bully because they're doing a multi-track. They want to be our best friend, and at the same time, they want to pretend they're our enemy. And neither of these policies is going to work. They have to start being real.
Yeah. The problem with China, basically, is the globalists saw this enormous nation and said, look, we can work these Chinese for a few cents an hour and make a lot of money, and also begin to destroy America and the Western powers, which is part of our long-term plan. So let's go for it. And so China went from being, in fact, an extremely poor nation to a nation that is full of factories that dealt with American Western technology, all these high-tech jobs. But it's all artificial.
You know what?
And we want our factories back. And
absolutely.
That's not going to work very well for them.
Absolutely.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're going to have a Happy New Year shortly here. By the way, tomorrow is Thursday, so your regular day, you're back here, the Tim. And we're going to have Leo Lion Zagami on the first hour. Ryan will be back. And then coming up on Friday, my son Matthew, who now is with us here in Southern California, he's live in the studio. And Morrison will be doing our Twiland video after the show. And then Mishi, the host with the most, is on hour three with answers to your health questions. And then we'll be wishing you a Happy New Year. Our big sale starts tonight, 7 for Heaven, 7% on top of previous sale prices, multi-packs, everything. And remember, you can get a free email consult on any issue. The videos are going up on every product we have. They're going to take a little while to get them all up. And new updated protocols, all videos on YouTube, Vimeo, Deagle Network, Minds, etc., all over the place. and you can, so you'll have instructions on why and how to take them.
Let me say to our listeners, right now is a very good time to stock up on some NutriMeds. I've got this thing that's going around, and I think when everybody gets home from Christmas vacations, it's really going to spread. I've heard it described as somewhere, it's a layman's term, somewhere between a hot, really bad cold and the flu.
Yeah, but the flu's coming, though, and the one this year I heard is particularly bad. This is a warm-up. This upper respiratory bug is just a warm-up. Remember, the nasty thing about flu, like the 1918 flu that killed my grandmother's brother and sister, is it went to the lungs because it loved to grow at that temperature of lower lung tissue. And what happened is they buried her sister, and the brother wanted to hold her before they closed the casket, and they buried him the next week. So I have a personal interest in the idea of what is the flu. That's why I built NutriDefense. That's why I have these three major antipathogenics. And if you take one or more of these, you can't get infected. For example, if you're worried about Zika and you're in a Zika-infested area, you have to take Allicin Med. You won't even get bitten. But remember, this is a sexually transmitted extinction-level event. And these bugs that are going on now, wait till they start releasing even more vicious ones. And many of them are also releasing what I call the gene plagues, the OXY513A gene. This is now freely released into the human population and animal population in North America from South Florida and even up in New York State. So you got to understand what's happening here is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, they use a virus, a genetically engineered virus, as a key to insert, to open in your gene pool, in a sense, and insert some genetic material.
Yeah, these are called a transposon. Genes that actually cut themselves and actually insert them in your genome. You know, I say, oh my God, it's an OMG moment, right? You need to understand that I understand the technology of this stuff. And people say, well, you don't understand, Dingo, you're just blowing them. Listen, I can give you an equipment list, okay? I have skill sets you can't even imagine. You need to understand, if I went to the dark side, I would make Brainiac and some of these superheroes look like puppies. But I thank God I'm saved and I'm a good guy, not a bad guy. Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not on the dark side. If I had gone on the dark side...
Yeah, but there are plenty of people and governments and forces...
Right, they're smart like me.
Well, to give you an example, Iran, when the Soviet Union was collapsing, they had the world's most sophisticated biological warfare program. I mispronounce it.
Biopreparat, it's called.
Biopreparat.
And it was north of Moscow, by the way, in a remote area of 250 kilometers from Moscow.
Well, that was part of it, but a lot of the research was actually in the various outlying republics, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan,
etc. Oh, yeah, of course. That was the main bioreactors were up there in Biopreparat at that one. The entire city, a quarter million people, were just technicians and scientists. A quarter million technicians and scientists.
Yeah. Well, they tended to concentrate it because they knew if they had to, they'd just have to nuke the whole city.
Right.
Some of the really nasty research centers were well outside of the Russian Republic in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Yeah, that goes back
and
to Stan.
And when the USSR collapsed, you had these relatively well-paid engineers and scientists and biologists and physicians working in these centers. And technicians, and all of a sudden, Uzbekistan or Kyrgyzstan or what—they're trying to make an independent government, to keep an air army and air force, and in a few cases a navy going, and they can't afford this high value strategic weapon systems. It's not on their threat horizon. They're just trying to survive. So Iran came in with a great deal of money for each person. I averaged about $50,000 US, which was an insane amount of money in the breaking up of Soviet Union, and hired a great many of their people, and in effect basically took over a lot of the research that had taken decades to put together. And they've continued that in the 20-some years since then. So I when people are very keen about going to war with Iran, I think nuts.
Yeah. Not only that, listen, these are not stupid people. Remember, they're also Caucasians. They actually hacked in our drone, and they have all of our technology for our latest versions of drone technology. And they're building the intercontinental ballistic missile system, and they have a lot of the Russian
help.
They
say they're going to build an aircraft carrier. Well, I got to tell you, they come up with a lot of stuff that's cheaply engineered. It's copied.
Listen, you know what they need to do? All they need to do is they need to make a deal with South Korea. And
I'm sure they can make a deal.
South Korea's got all the technology to build an aircraft carrier there. The prescient shipbuilders now are South Koreans.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's very little difference genetically between the Korean people and the Japanese people. They're smart, but the smartest of the lot on this planet are we Americans. We're a mixture of all the European cultures, and throw in some Asians, Africans, and so forth. We're the mongrel dogs. We're smart. You want to see smart? Go out to go to any of the high tech centers, Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, Menlo Park, and Berkeley, and many of these places, and that you'll see smart. But the trouble with going into war with Iran. Netanyahu could absolutely wipe out Iran in less than a half hour. There wouldn't be anybody left to bury the dead. But the distributed sleeper spies in the Middle East, in America, in Europe, and so forth, could get their frozen product out of their freezer, mix it up with a little sterile water, and walk around with something like a cell phone and aerosol in movie theaters and hospitals and churches and synagogues and shopping centers and wherever there are people concentrated, buses, trains, and in days or weeks later you'd start seeing vast, vast numbers of dead long after Iran had ceased to exist.
Did you know that under 1,000...
So you have to be very careful in the 21st century about initiating...
Tim, for under $200, I can weaponize anthrax. Do you know that? For under $200.
Well, yeah. But that's the powdered anthrax is your grandfather's. We're talking about genetically engineered, as you well know. I mean,
but you know how easy it is to do that? You know, you just need 12 passes or 10 passes through something like a ferret of a regular pathogen, and if you even get some spent cobalt-60 from a cancer clinic and just blast the animal while it's got the pathogen in it, you don't need to do any genetic engineering. The engineering will occur in the animal while you're blasting it with radiation, and by the 12th pass, you have a bioweapon. They discovered this 60 years ago in New Orleans. Remember the guy they claimed shot John F. Kennedy? Oswald?
What's that book,
Oswald.
Mary's Monkey? Or?
Dr. Mary's Monkey. Do you know that Oswald was a bioweaponeer? He was actually framed as the killer when he wasn't even in that proper place. We talked about this with Jim Fisher.
Well, he was standing in front of the book.
Right. He was a bioweaponeer. He was one of the guys that discovered how to make bioweapons. Did you know that?
I know. Well, one of the reasons for so much cancer in this country is the polio vaccine was contaminated with a monkey vaccine, which causes soft tissue cancers. That's one.
And
of
also,
the
do you know the MMR vaccine is still contaminated with the rhesus monkey cancer retrovirus? It's still contaminated.
You have it.
And do you know that Cornell University...
Very profitable for the right businesses.
Do you know that Cornell University found that 28% of people that died of dementia have viruses growing in their brain tissue? And one of the viruses that popped up on their brain tissue is the one that's in the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine?
Not surprising.
Yeah, that's Cornell University in New York City.
We are at that point where exobiologists talk about where, you know, you have the technology to literally exterminate life on this planet, and certainly our own higher life form. But do we have the morality and the intelligence to not do that?
Well, Tim, it's already happening. The sperm count in males and male hormone levels are half what they were in the 50s. With the release of Zika virus, and this is top experts, we talked about this with Ann last Friday on our video we did, which is available on YouTube, a live stream, and Vimeo. You can look at this and watch and see the actual quotations by the scientist that this is an extinction level event. It's not something future that, oh my God, that might happen in the future. It's happening. These countries where this is endemic, including now it's going to be South Florida and southern states, basically, these women that get infected may never be able to have a normal pregnancy. And because it can persist, say, in their ovaries or their endocervix, it's a permanent sexually transmitted disease, or can go to their bone marrow and cause collapse of their megakaryocytes that make platelets. So what we have to understand is what we're facing now is an extinction-level event. It's already happened. Yep. And according to Ann Morrison, who's looked at the statistics and how it expands, it will only stop expanding when it affects 50% of the population, which is many years from now. So the Zika virus disaster, which is only one of many that's probably cooking out there that we don't know about yet, and many of them will have very what we call obtuse presentations that people are like their usual pinhead doctors that are not detectives. None of them are, you know, a good, you know, we call forensic investigator. They're just going to say, well, it's the patient's fault. They're not telling me the truth.
Well, how are you going to be a forensic investigator if you've got one hand on their wallet and one eye on the clock?
And right, and they got a magic pen and they have a foot in the door and their magic prescription pad is going, so they can terminate the interview with another prescription and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. You know, here's your script. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Thank you very much. Leave $100 at the desk. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Next. And that's how medicine is practiced today. I actually think we need twice the number of physicians to handle the load we've got. But the most important thing is that they be real doctors, not the end marketing arm for Big Pharma.
Well, you know what MD stands for now. You know what MD stands for? See if you can guess.
Mm-hmm.
Magnificent Deity is the first title. Second title, More Dough. More Dough. And?
More Dough.
And Magnificently Dense. You know, if you start asking questions, and it doesn't matter if they're a family doctor or a specialist or a surgeon or whatever, I don't care what area it is, and we can deal with just general practice, surgery, intensive care, whatever, I start asking questions like a three-year-old that actually has a clue. And when I start asking questions, I ask, dude, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And as you dig deeper and you get them to try to answer the question, because you get them to come up with an answer, usually a yes or no, something real simple, or, hey, I don't know, or what do you think of this? And you kind of twist it. Eventually, you get to the point where they realize you've got them boxed in. And then they start panicking and realizing, like, oh, crap, I don't know a damn thing about what I'm doing and why I've been doing it for 30 years as a cardiologist or an oncologist or whatever, but I don't want to answer this question because I feel really, really, really stupid now.
Well, yeah.
I have a talent of making people feel really, really stupid. I believe in what's called mixed mental martial arts. Now, you watch MMA on TV. What I do is on radio or personal interviews or in the courtroom, I believe in putting them in what's called the jiu-jitsu mental headlock, where the ideas stop flowing to their cortex. And the reason is, I want people to just ask better questions. They have already the brain tissue to do it. They just refuse to. It's a characterological problem. I can take a person that's a marginal student that's failing and turn them into a B or A student in hours by just getting them to start using their brain. But you know what? Most people are afraid to, because they're going to be persecuted by their colleagues. They're going to lose money. It's going to put them into jeopardy. They're going to feel uncomfortable because they feel stupid about what they've been already doing. They don't want to, you know, upset their colleagues by having higher success rate. For
most
example,
physicians I know are very unhappy with the practice of medicine.
They're unhappy because they're doing something unethical. I know when I went into medicine, I started bucking this thing right away. The first year I was in practice, I started working with the head of pathology on the cause of diabetes, and I got a call from the registrar for the college to come up in a storm and nearly died in a blizzard going to Edmonton because I discovered that diabetics have high insulin. And I went into the Roncari Diabetic Research Institute with Dr. McEwen, and it was like being at the set for The Exorcist. He didn't spin his head round, you know, like the movie set, or spit up pea soup, but he cursed and sweared and started throwing things all over his office. And he swore he was going to get my license for daring to suggest. And then when I told him the head of pathology was working with me, and biosciences in La Jolla, California, the world reference lab was actually checking their standards, the University of Edmonton Endocrinology Laboratory, every month to make sure our data was correct, he completely freaked out. It's like he was going to have a stroke right there in his own office. No, that didn't happen once. That's happened to Deagle a lot of times in my medical career. I'm not at all taking any captives from the goddamn medical profession.
Well, unfortunately,
they have to prove to me that they know what the hell they're doing. I personally only want to see an integrative doctor. So I'm going to be seeing, you know, when I see my own doctor down here in Scripps Institute, I don't want to see a conventional doctor. All they're going to do is medicate you, or if they think that something is this and that, they want to slap you in hospital or give you toxic drugs that'll screw you up and make you an idiot.
Yeah, I had to take my mother-in-law, to a 92-year-old mother-in-law, to the physician yesterday. That's why it was could only be on a half hour. And she got a script for antibiotics, which is probably completely worthless since it's
okay. What was the cause? Well, I'll ask you a few questions.
Bad head.
What were presenting symptoms? Can you tell me two or three words? What were? Did she have a cough? Did she have sinus infection?
Yes.
Did she have what? A cough? Did they get a chest X-ray or a sputum culture?
Infection.
Did they do a rapid strep test to see? I mean, did they do a rapid test?
No, the nurse practitioner talked to her for a few minutes.
Right, so they didn't do a flu test on her or a chest X-ray or a sputum culture or look at her microscopy or look at the sputum and say, oh, look at that crap down there. Yeah, you got bugs in it. No, none of that, right?
It's got to be a bunch of bugs.
You got reflex prescriptionitis.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. So, Tim, You know, you got you and
tell us what's the most dangerous thing in a hospital.
Well, we just watched Mel Gibson's Lethal Weapon 1 and 2 over the holidays. My sons liked it because it's a Christmas movie. But the lethal weapon in hospitals is doctor's ties.
Yeah, absolutely. Doctors,
and charts, nursing charts.
If they wear a hospital coat, it's usually laundered or cleaned by the hospital. And, of course, most doctors, you know, they have their shirts laundered either at home or send them to a professional laundry. They don't dry clean their ties very often. It's expensive, and you can only get a few dry cleanings. You know, I grew up, and my dad owned a laundry and dry cleaning
right.
business. And but when they test the ties, this is something a doctor going from room to room, patient to patient, wears many days. They
stethoscope, too. It's very near their stethoscope, so it, the transfer from the tie to the stethoscope is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a lethal pathogen, it's the bus.
Yeah, one of my concerns with taking my mother-in-law was they might hospitalize her. And, you know, it's six of one and a half dozen the other. Sometimes it's very necessary, but it can also be very fatal because hospitals are biologically pigsties. I know hospitals that they actually have carpeting in the hallways.
Well,
nice and quiet.
I get calls 365, 7 days a week, panic calls and panic emails. I even had one guy show up at my gate, literally in my private gated community the other day in a panic over his mom, his uncle, his aunt, because she's got cancer. And I got a call the other day. It's like, oh, my relative went in and got bladder removed because he had bladder cancer. But by the way, within 24 hours, they were rapidly going into sepsis because the hospital's so filthy. And, of course, he died of a septic embolism that caused a cardiorespiratory arrest. It's like, this is not easy to figure out. This is like, you know, you could be asleep with one eye open. And you got to be kidding. And, you know, one of my buddies...
Well, then you get a good shark for a lawyer and you sue the hell out of them because all they care about is money.
You actually don't even have to have a good lawyer. I used to say, because I'm a medical legal expert and I still do legal cases, I have them cooking right now. And I took care of the tank division, and one of the guys at tanks, and these guys are funny. They're like some of the funniest people are people that deal with trauma or death, you know, like tank guys. And they said, doing this or that is like driving a tank with your butt hanging out the window. That was just common. I thought, I'm going to use this. This is good material. So.
Well, it's that time of year. By the way, Trump, the guy he's appointed as Commerce Secretary, says that Brett Exit is a good God-given opportunity to steal business away from the City of London bankers. And I find that very interesting.
I'm sure that Trump's Titans, that's their new term. I like to invent terms. Trump's Titans, how's that? We don't have a cap.
Well,
we've got Titans.
The patterns I see, I see a very strong interest in Israel, which is all right to a point, but not to a point. But by and large...
No, they need to be
like
our ally, but we need to tame them. They're like a wild dog.
Well, exactly.
But they're our dog. They're still our dog, but they're a wild one. And they need to not control our foreign policy.
Well, I don't trust that at Yahoo, but anyway.
Why should you? You don't want to trust them. Would you trust a wild dog? He can bite you. You put a muzzle on him.
Yeah. But anyway, the pattern I see is he is determined to bring prosperity back to America and to the average American.
See you tomorrow, Tim. Let's do a show afterward. You want to do an update on video?
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.